Sports Central. US Sport.
Winners so far today in the NBA, yes, 21 in a row for Golden State, 112-109 against Toronto. Denver defeating Philadelphia. Miami, 99-84 against Cleveland. Charlotte have got up against Chicago, 102-96. Houston, 120, defeated the Sacramento Kings, 113. Portland, 109, defeating Minnesota, 103. Milwaukee, 106, defeating the New York Knicks, 91. And the Spurs have defeated Boston, 108-105. Still going in a couple of late Saturday night games. Indiana 108, Utah 103. So only about a minute to play in that one. And just about half time, the Clippers leading Orlando 48-45. Plenty happening in the NFL. A lot of games coming up tomorrow morning our time. James Arthur is from our SEN NFL podcast. G'day, James.
Hey, Brett, how are you?
Not too bad. We've had one result so far this round, the Green Bay Packers defeating Detroit in the Thursday night game.
Yeah, it was a pretty good game. Detroit got out to a 20-0 lead, and everyone thought, here you go, the Packers are going to lose another one. But Aaron Rodgers rallied them back, and it all basically came down to a play with 0 seconds on the clock after a pretty average face mask call. And Aaron Rodgers threw up a Hail Mary pass, which was caught for a touchdown, and the Lions lose it in probably the worst way you possibly could with 0 seconds on the clock. So it was a pretty tough loss for Detroit, and Green Bay, you know, they survive another week.
Yeah, they certainly do. Where have you sort of got Green Bay in the mix? They're 8-4 in that NFC North.
Yeah, look, at the moment they've got Minnesota are ahead of them. One of the games I was going to talk about was Minnesota versus Seattle. I think Seattle are going to go into Minnesota and beat them, which would mean Green Bay are going to retake the lead in the division. The problem with Green Bay is if you take that 64-yard touchdown pass away from Rodgers at the end of the game, he's had another really average performance. Their wide receivers are really struggling to get separation and to get open, and Rodgers is suffering for it. Their offensive line is destroyed. They lost another player on the weekend. They're really falling behind in that area. They're going to have to bring in some sort of free agent help. But that's the concern. So Minnesota's got all in front of them as they have the lead at the moment. But they'll need to beat Seattle, which will be difficult. Just settle on a bit of a roll.
Yeah, no doubt. Just a couple of the other feature games, Jets and the Giants, just one to look out for.
Yeah, look, it's always interesting when you have the two New York teams play each other, the Battle of the Meadowlands, they call it. The problem I have with it, New York Giants are the worst defense in the league statistically, and the Jets are the third. And I just think the Jets are going to be a little bit too strong for them. And I think Eli Manning's going to have a rough day.
Give us your take on Houston up against Buffalo.
Well, Houston are kind of my favourite team to watch at the moment. They're on an absolute run. Their defence is playing over the last four or five games. Their defence is comfortably the best in the league. JJ Watt is absolutely flying. He's a scary guy to watch. And Buffalo are reeling. They're struggling. They're at 5-6. If Buffalo lose this game, you can pretty much say their playoff hopes are done. And that would be really disappointing for a team that came in with just such a high hope for the season.
And one other here, as I just sort of scanned down the major fixtures to take a look at, the Colts and Pittsburgh.
Yeah, look, again, this is another kind of win or go home. Yeah. I expect Houston to win, and if the Colts were to lose, it would mean Houston would jump them in the division for the lead. It's a very confusing time for all the league, for the wild cards and playoff races. But Pittsburgh are desperate, and they need to win. They're missing their running back, who's probably the best running back in the league. I think they will struggle to beat the Colts, but the Colts are also missing Andrew Luck, so it could be a really interesting game. Steelers have an explosive offense, so that's going to be really interesting. I think whoever loses that is in real trouble to make playoffs.
Yeah, stack of games beaming into us Monday morning our time, and then, of course, Monday night football, Dallas up against Washington should be a beauty as well. Good on you, James. We'll catch you on SEN's NFL podcast.
Thanks a lot, Brett.